get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Lydia, aka Mama Lou.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back.
Hello. Welcome back to
day two.
Day two of Nick Carter in Niagara Falls.
Ooh.
In the Who Am I tour.
2023.
Yes.
Right?
Well, so yeah. We have now moved. So this is November 11th, Remembrance Day.
We had sleep. I don't know if it was a good night's sleep, but it was a sleep.
It was certainly a sleep.
So sleep was had.
Yeah.
Because I think we woke up a little bit early because we went to bed at 2 a.m., but we still woke up at like 7 or 8.
We had to make it to the free breakfast that I negotiated very hard for.
Yes.
In lieu of breakfast. A bug that was in our bed. That was
so we all had to go together.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. But in the end, we didn't really because they didn't.
Yeah. So mom has this thing where she needs coffee first thing in the morning.
She's a psycho.
She goes a little nuts a case if she does not have coffee. So,
that's so sweet. That's so dear. It's like an actual psychopath.
Like a demon.
Like we need to have.
Like
her.
There's a lore of back in the day when we were in high school and we went to Florida.
Yeah.
And I think we were camping, so I feel like that also bothered her.
I'll never forget.
This is when we were probably kicked out of, was it IHOP?
Or was it IHOP? Maybe it was the one, the Winsy Pinsy?
No, it was not. It was definitely the IHOP. And she asked for a coffee with milk, which in Canada is a very popular coffee beverage.
Choice, because
people do have cream as well. We are not big on creamers here.
No, we don't really.
Like the nobody really uses that powdered shit.
No.
Well, I guess I don't know. But anyways, basically, milk
and coffee.
Coffee is like the
two
go-to.
Milk, one sugar is something that is branded into my mind because this is like a survival tactic of like if this woman is ever psycho, give her
a coffee,
medium coffee, two milk, one sugar,
two milk, one large, extra large, whatever. As long as there's two milks,
the
one
ratio
sugar.
Is there because she's.
And
love
then
her,
there's the two milks, one sugar visual. Did you come up with that?
Oh my god, no. It's
terrible. Anne might have come up with that. Anyways.
Okay.
So when we had gone earlier, they had given us this one particular voucher for breakfast that had the room number and and we weren't sure how nutso they would be about that. So mom's like,
I need coffee.
We're like, okay. We'll put on clothes, except for Lydia, who was just wearing her pajamas.
I put on a hoodie. It's fine. Who cares?
So we head down there, and we walk down to the lobby, and the lady's like, yeah, the breakfast is over there. Did not ask for the coupon.
Nope.
So we're like, what the hell?
Like,
I get that. Obviously, in like touristy areas, because most of the lower end hotels give you free breakfast. So I've seen this a couple of times in more populous areas because I guess they don't just want people off the street just waltzing in and getting free breakfast.
Fair.
But, you know, there's lots to go around, might as well. But anyway, so I digress. So we get down there and what's funny is that the girls were staying at the hotel as well.
Oh, sorry.
You want to tell the pictures?
Sorry, okay. I missed one part.
Yeah.
We were looking at hotels for the next day.
Oh, that's right.
Because your mom didn't want to... do like go walking all around for the day until like 9 o'clock at night.
Right, exactly. So basically Soph and I were gonna like be touristy stuff and then Lydia and mom were gonna go to the state shopping, but then when we were at the concert mom would have nothing to do, so she was like, I kind of want to just have a place where I can just like rest and relax. And she could have gone to Josh and Devin's, but it was also their 1 year
cousin's
anniversary
house.
So they might have been doing romantic-y things. They did not, so she was just like, I just want my own place to like whatever, so let's see if we can find a cheap hotel. So we had started looking, but then she's like, you know what, let's just stay here again. And Lydia's eye is twitching because the bag. But she's like, okay, we'll find out how much it costs. So we found that was after breakfast. We did that though. So anyway, so we're down there. And then it was funny because then we ran into the girls. And then I didn't realize that they had texted saying, hey, we're going down to breakfast. So
now
we are going to share the picture.
Okay.
As I hiccup, sorry. Okay. So even though, whatever, it was not the worst breakfast. It was pretty good. It was like your standard.
It didn't have bacon. Breakfast.
It did not have bacon, but they did have
bacon. It didn't have sausage and waffles.
Yeah, they had sausage, they had waffles, they had scrambled
eggs. We made our own, like, little buffet, really.
They had Frosted Flakes. They had a couple of different types of juices.
They also had oatmeal, brown sugar.
They had fruit. I've never seen yogurt come in like big bags.
It was like you can like,
squeeze out this yogurt.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any. Did you guys have the yogurt?
No.
No.
It was name brand yogurt. It was like that.
Yugo. Yes.
I think because I ate so many things that's why I didn't have that.
So here's Lydia looking like a crazy person. As I'm like taking pictures of our friends in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was before she just also looked nuts. So I wasn't going to post this picture. And then I was like, this is funny. I'm going to put this because Lydia looks crazy. And
Why not? Okay.
Oh, there's me looking crazy with my Frosted Flakes. There's Sophia looking very regal.
Crazy.
Very regal. Yes, this was the fancy hot chocolate that we discovered. It
wasn't so bad.
Yes, it's quite fancy. And then if you add, here's the key. When you have like a powdered hot chocolate that you're adding hot water to,
you must
add milk afterwards because then that makes it like so it'll dissolve nicely in the hot water, but it has that watery taste. So if you add milk, chef's kiss.
Beautiful after.
I did not add it because I was okay without it.
Yes. Here is Lydia showing us how to cut oranges.
It was quite entertaining.
You cut a wedge and then you cut the wedge in half.
So they're like little triangles and they're like bite sized, like, so you don't have to put the whole like thing in your mouth, which is always fun because then you always have like that orange mouth. Like,
yeah.
But this is cute and more better for that. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lydia was flirting with the old man next to us.
He gave me free peanut butter. I was very excited. Because
Lydia's like, Soph, get me the peanut butter. And then this man's like, no need, I have madam. Peanut butter.
I literally had the peanut butter there beside me. And I was like, here you go, Lydia. And then Lydia's like, it's okay.
This guy was like a silver pot. It was beautiful. It was very, I'm like, holy shit.
She asked for ketchup. And the man gave her ketchup.
He was a gorgeous silver fox man. Yes. I got more tingle in the mingle from some man giving me ketchup than I did from the Nick Carter show. Because I'm just like, it just, you know, feed me. That's all I really, I'm like, feed me Seymour, you know, like that.
God, I totally blanked Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
I don't know why I was about to say Night at the Roxbury, which is definitely not.
No, it's not.
So all right, so there we go. So Lydia had oranges. And then I was just like, there's an indoor pool, and then we're like, So we had gone back to the room, because then we had asked the lady.
We tried to negotiate.
We tried to negotiate a rate, and she's like, no, it's a Saturday night. It's going to be more expensive, whatever. So she said it was going to be like $179 plus tax and whatever. So we're like, screw you. So then we went and did a Hotwire secret hotel.
Woo! We haven't done one in a while.
We have not done one in a while. Mm. And I picked the Falls View area, and then there was a room for $150. So we're like, okay. So we're like, it'll probably be this hotel. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't. It was actually the Holiday Inn next door.
Right next door.
We've stayed at other previous Holiday Inns.
Yeah, Holiday Inn is a good chain. So
yeah.
Very good.
We're like, wow, this is a palace.
It was gorgeous.
And it was a big upgrade.
Soap was Dove soap. I was like, I've made it to heaven. I did it. I was in hell and now I'm in heaven.
Yeah. So anyway, so I was like, we should put our feet in the water at least. Mom wanted to go swimming. Although the Holiday Inn did have a pool, it was an outdoor pool, so it was
close.
We didn't know that till after. But anyway, so we went there, we put our feet in the water, Lydia and I. Like, look at us. And then there was a mother-daughter team that was not in this picture, but over there. But they were also going to the concert because we were kind of like eavesdropping, listening to them speak. And the daughter was like 17 and this was her first concert. And her mom was like, my first concert when I was 20. And then the daughter, I feel, was less than thrilled that she was going to a Nick Carter concert. But the mom was, so Lydia was complaining about how much she hated the show. And she was like, oh shit, I think they're going to the concert. So then we like talked to the daughter. We're like, oh, did you go to the concert last night? And she said, no.
No. And I was like, okay, this is like stranger danger. Mm-hmm.
So then the mom came back because she was in the bathroom. And then she was like, and I'm thinking, that's odd that they were talking about the concert, but they weren't there. So then the mom was like, oh, blah, blah, Nick. We're like, ah, are you going to the concert tonight? And like, yeah. So I was like, sorry, I asked the wrong question. Obviously, I did not say that.
Yeah.
So I go, oh, it'll be great. And she's like, Lydia's like, there's a lot of 80s songs. She's like, I love 80s music.
Of course
you do. It's great. I can't wait to see Nick and blah, blah, blah. We're like, yeah, he puts on a good show and stuff. So, but she does. So then we're like, okay, cool. So then we like went back to the room. They were all packed up. Here was a
picture. Yes, and then this is when you're like, Lydia told me how she felt.
What?
When you came back to the room, you had mentioned that you had told Shinzia how you felt about the show.
Oh,
right, oh yeah, yes. Yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, I did. Yeah,
I was just like, how she felt about it. Yes,
yes.
So we're like, okay. She's like, but she's going anyways. So whatever. So
and I felt bad. So I'm just like, man, like I feel like someone else would enjoy this more, but I had a wealthy benefactor who paid for my tickets.
A non-wealthy benefactor.
Thank you, Shinzia.
An irresponsible benefactor.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. Okay, there tickets. We go.
Anyway, so we packed up our stuff. Lydia got the car away from the crime scene.
I did, yeah.
We went literally out to the road and then turned into the next parking lot,
that was amazing.
Which was the Holiday Inn. So we're like, we know.
Even the parking lot was better. I was like, oh man, this place, so good.
So good. So basically, Lydia and mom were going to go shopping in the States. But they didn't want to take all of our luggage with them because they didn't want the border guards to think that they bought all this shit and then they have to pay duty.
That's right.
So we were just stopping by the hotel to see if we could just leave our stuff at the front desk for when our room was open, because right now it's only 11 and you can't check in till 3. But the lady was super nice and she's like, yeah, but there's a room available. Why not?
Go in right now. We're like, yes.
Here's your room. It was so nice.
So we like drove to the back and it was like this beautiful open lot and we're like, this is great. So we went up. Like, it was just, like, so nice. So we went up there, and Lydia's like, oh!
It was so beautiful.
Just, we didn't take any pictures of the room, but anyways.
And we also had a balcony on that hotel as well.
We did.
The view was not as nice. It was mostly a view of the Quality Inn. But, you know, whatever. It still was an option. But Lydia did the bed bug check immediately, and there were no bugs.
Clean.
So really...
beautiful,
white as snow.
They had gorgeous. A Keurig machine in the room. They had like, you know, so as they had Dove soaps.
Yeah,
and yes, yeah, so Lydia's like,
we were in luxury.
It was wonderful.
It had two sinks. It had a sink in the bathroom and a sink in outside.
Yes,
like, it was a fancy way.
It was
wonderful.
Very nice.
I agree.
So fancy.
So yeah, so we kind of like settled in there, and then our friends were like, okay, we're gonna go. Niagara Falls. Did you guys leave right after?
Yeah,
like,
we left right away.
So they left right away to go to the States, and we left to go look at the falls, as you can see in this picture.
Tell us what you did.
So we met up with Tara, Mel, and G. And so we basically, like, this was Murray Street. So the casino was literally across the street from us. Like, you just walk there. And then if you go down the hill, then you get to the falls. So so we did a little quick walk. So this is the Canadian Falls. So it's the Horseshoe Falls.
It's the better one.
I was going to the better one.
It is the better one. And Nick even said that during the concert that our falls are better than his shoe, than the American one. So yes, gorgeous. The Maid of the Mist was still running. It is not called the Maid of the Mist anymore. It's called Hornblower.
It's called the what?
I think it's called the Hornblower.
Weird.
Go back to Maid of the Mist.
Yeah, Maid of the Mist was alright.
So Maid of the Mist, they used to have blue. These ones have.
Oh, is it because Maid is not gender neutral?
No, I feel like the Americans took the name or something, but I don't think they have boats. I think it's just us. I don't know.
Oh.
As you can see over here, these are the American Falls. It's basically just like a straight line.
Ours
is curved, and then they actually have a thing where you can like walk down. We did this side once when we were visiting our cousins from Ohio came to Niagara Falls, but they didn't want to cross the border, so we had to cross to them.
Oh.
So we're like, oh, our Superior Falls are over here.
But, yeah.
So basically, this runs most of the year. I think it actually shuts. It's weather dependent. And I think next week is when they actually close down for the season. So the end of November. Because obviously then it's cold because
nobody wants to be there.
And the reason why everyone is wearing ponchos is you actually go like right up to the falls. So like the mist, not like under it, but close enough that the mist is enveloping you.
That's why it was in the name.
Made of the mist. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So there's also they've added more things on our side. So there's, on this side, there's a zip line as well. So you can like zip line to the falls, not to the falls. We also have a journey behind the falls. So you can take this elevator down and then actually walk behind the falls and like see through. It's pretty cool. So there's a lot of fun things to see at the falls. So here's me and Sophia.
Oh, look how happy you guys are.
Ah, look, it's the falls. And I feel like also because we're like locals, I feel like a lot of the time we don't actually appreciate the falls.
Yeah.
Because like people come from all over the world to see this.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes when I'm with Alan and we have like the falls view or whatever, we're just like, meh. Falls,
I feel like once you've seen it like one time, you're just like over it, but like, yeah, it's nice to look at.
Yeah, like whenever I go to Japan and then they're like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, Canada. They're like, oh, this Niagara Falls. And I'm like, yeah, Niagara Falls. Yeah, it's just that thing that we just go to.
But I feel like, you know, because it's a wonder only, of the it's world. Like an hour away from us. So yeah, we've seen it a bunch of times.
Yeah,
it's relatively.
Yeah,
they'll be like, oh, that's Toronto and Niagara Falls are the two places they want to go see.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They'll take them to Yes, it's a nice place. So and there you go. So then we like went to, oh, I didn't flip any of these. For some reason, my camera used to automatically flip. And now I feel like it's back to just whatever, showing it backwards. It's annoying. So anyway, so the girls were like, okay, let's walk to Clifton Hill. So for those who haven't been, Clifton Hill is like the little like fun road that has like the kitty arcades. And
it's like the Las Vegas Strip.
It's kind of like a little condensed version.
It has a lot of colorfulness.
Yes. Of Niagara Falls. Yeah,
so
yeah.
At the very bottom, it's not actually on Clifton Hill. It's on the actual road. There's the Hershey store. So you can like get free samples. That I was sad because I thought this was full of syrup. It is not. It was an empty bottle. I think it's actually like a coin bank or something.
Okay.
So that. There's Sophia high-fiving the Hershey's Kiss.
Really, oh, that's cute. Oh, she got big lips. Yes, cute.
So there's also one of these outside, which we've taken a picture with in the past. But like, this one's
cool. In the summertime.
Yes. I am also wearing a Neopets jacket, by the way.
Love it.
So people are like, oh my god, Neopets. And other people are like, oh my god, Pokemon. I'm like, no.
Oh.
Neopets was before Pokemon.
Yes, it was.
Yes. So there is a chocolate bar that is larger than Sophia's head.
That's nice.
Yep. Then they, I don't actually know how much that was. Probably like 20 bucks.
Okay.
It said like five something.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. They had these fancy candy apples for $10. They had Hershey fudge slices. They were giving us free samples. So we got, it was chocolate mint. So almost, it tasted kind of like at the Olive Garden when you get those mints at the end.
So okay. They had that. Okay, that's different. Okay.
Free sample it is.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
These, their little lights almost look like Hershey Kisses.
Yeah,
that's
cute. Very cute.
Then it's connected to this like Coca-Cola store next door.
Oh. We like to point, so we were pointing.
Okay, I just want to point out this, and we should do it in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
It is called Over the Falls Sunday.
Uh-huh.
It's $30.
Yeah.
10 scoops of ice cream.
Oh my god.
Yeah, brownies. Definitely something to share.
It's obviously a shareable because we would die if we just had that ourselves. But anyways, so 10 scoops of ice cream, brownies, cookies, and then it has 3 flavors of syrup and 3 candy toppings. Whoa. And whipped cream and cherries.
Oh my god.
So it's like
that's a lot.
It's like the kitchen sink or whatever.
Yeah,
so
wow.
Like,
yeah,
lots of stuff. So there's that. This I thought was cute. I don't remember this pirate guy.
No.
So he's just, so now it's like a pirate. I think it's golf. Yes.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A golf club. But I was just like, oh, that's cute. He was like a little like parrot pirate. Then there was a blue moose. So I decided to take a picture.
Was the wax museum still there? Or did they get rid of that?
The wax museum's up further. It's on the other street. So then we went to Boston Pizza for lunch. Look how cute this
is. So cute.
Yes.
First, after we walked the Coca-Cola store, we went to Starbucks.
Yep.
We sat down, chatted for a bit until all the orders came. And then I was like, so food. And so then before, we got up.
Before we got to Starbucks, Sophia's like, I think we should go get some lunch. I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. They're like, oh, Starbucks. And she's like, so how about that lunch? And we're like, okay, Sophia, like we literally just ate breakfast, but okay. So we ended up like
when you say literally, it was literally 2 p.m.
Oh, was it? Okay, so
yeah.
It was a few hours.
And we ate like how long ago? Like 9:30? Come on.
Okay. All right. So we decided to go to Boston Pizza, and they had these cute little window displays that were slices of pizza mixed with trees. It was very adorable.
Super cute.
So then Sophia and I got this tropical chicken.
Alex.
Yes. So it's like pineapple and chicken. Hers has her half had bacon. I didn't want bacon. I think it was like an Alfredo sauce base. So it was pretty good. But the star of the show is new on the menu. Holy crap.
Oh my God, it was so good.
They were so good. So they're garlic parmesan fries.
Ooh, yum.
But you know how, do you remember a few years ago, McDonald's introduced garlic parmesan fries for the holidays?
Yes, but I didn't get access to them. You got to.
So good.
And then, of course, the things that you like, they take away.
They always take it away. It's like limited edition, but it was so good. So basically, you don't see like garlic on there, but it was like an oil, like kind of like a garlic oil. Like it's, so it's like infused in the fries.
Yes.
And then it had like obviously parmesan on top and parsley. And then that was basically it was basically like a Caesar salad. Dip, so like a Caesar dip.
It was so good.
It was so good.
It hit the spot.
Delicious. I was like trying to dip the crust of pizza in the oil, and I was like, yes, we did that. The girls got tacos. They got these power bowls. Our friend Mel is gluten free, so there wasn't a lot. But she at Boston Pizza, there's things you can get. Nice. So it was kind of like I think it was a chicken power bowl. So it had a bunch of stuff. Tara got like tacos and the Thai bites, which are good. But then she's like, this is a lot. So she ended up taking a bunch home. But she's like, this is perfect for after the concert. Yeah. If you need it. So
there you go.
So yes, we did that. So there's us at the table. And then there's a dinosaur golf next door. And as I do, we try to pretend that I'm getting
took pictures. By
dinosaurs.
Okay.
Behind here, you can actually see this is like the wheel, like the giant Ferris wheel. So we almost went on that. It actually wasn't too bad. It was $15.
Okay.
But they said they were open until 2 a.m. So I'm like, this is actually kind of cool to see at night too, because of all the lights and everything. So originally they were going to go back after the show. I don't know if they actually did or not. But yes, so there's that. So there's just a bunch of pictures. There's Sophia being attacked by a dinosaur. And now we're at the show. So do you have any pictures from...
I should.
Oh, we're not at the show yet. Oh my God. So anyways, basically at this point, then we went back to the hotel because the girls had to get ready because they had also switched hotels because they also didn't like the quality of the quality.
Shocking.
So they're
because
like,
didn't you told them about our experience.
Yes. And they said, that doesn't surprise us because yes. So then basically what ended up happening was they thought they booked Fallsview Casino, but the check-in wasn't until 3, so they were going to keep the quality in because you got free parking there and then go to the casino. But it turned out the casino names are very confusing for the hotels, so they actually got the hotel across the street, which makes more sense because price-wise, it was like half of what the casino was going for. And I'm like, why would Saturday be cheaper? But
and Hilton is still a very nice hotel.
Oh, it's a very nice hotel. It's super nice.
And if you so we went back to the hotel because I also had a headache.
Sophia was in massive pain and tired and whatever. So she took some took a mini nap.
I took 2 Tylenol. I rested a little bit. And then I was like, it's working. We can go back now to the lobby.
So then we decided we were going to go to the VIP, even though we did not have VIP because it sold out. Before
see, look how fresh I am after a quick nap,
power napping. So basically, for this tour, I don't know if we mentioned in the other one, but there's 3 levels of VIP. So silver VIP is just you get to listen to the sound check, possibly ask some questions, that's it. Gold is that plus you get a picture with Nick, And then Diamond is that, except you get to be on the stage for 5 songs at the end. So, yes. So that is not the best thing to get. So they only have about, I think, 10 of those per show, the Diamond. O-Town has perfected this. Like, O-Town does a really good job at this. Their people come on, they only come on for 3 months, but they come on stage. O-Town acknowledges their presence.
Yes,
the romance. They are standing at the back of the stage.
Yes.
When the song comes, they come and sing and talk and make videos with them and say hi. So all the boys
take their phone.
Yes.
Now, again, this could also be because there's a group of 4. So if someone is singing, it's easy for somebody to go back and like chat up the things. I don't know if Nick knew that this package existed.
Yeah, I don't
think
so. In
the beginning, in the first few shows, he obviously knows now. Mm-hmm. But like, our friend was at the Lexington show, and she said that when he looked over and saw the people, he had a look of panic. Was like, why are these people here? And then looked towards Mike, and Mike's like, yeah, these are the people. And they're like, okay, and he had no idea. And the way that and all the stages are different, right? So they were kind of like off to the side and not getting. So our friend had it in Nashville, and she was front row for the concert, and she's like, for me to go there, it's actually a worse view.
Yes.
So she paid extra to not do that VIP part. So it was kind of shitty for her. But she's like, I'm not giving up my, like, she would have been able to get back to our spot, but she's like, I'm getting more interaction here than I would back there. So there's no point, right?
Agreed.
So I don't know if he's going to switch it up for next tour or not, but buyer beware, just know that he probably won't talk to you if you're on the stage.
No, I was very surprised.
And when I saw one of the girls in the line, she was saying that her friend downgraded to gold because she didn't like that they didn't get enough interaction for Diamond.
Yeah, I'm impressed that they did that, but I guess maybe it's better to do that than have them complain afterwards.
I don't know. I guess.
So yeah,
I'd be pissed too.
Good idea. Execution did not go the best.
Yeah, because I mean, like, at least set up a chair for them, like, do a little horseshoe thing. He is only one guy; he can only be like so much.
Yeah,
but still.
But like,
or just let him know like what's going on before the tour starts. I don't know.
Or do the LFO thing, where it's just like, you can be my water person.
You can bring the water out, or
you can be my towel person.
Yeah, so might want to work on that for future tours. So that is a complaint that a lot of people had. But, you know, it's still a cool experience. And let's say you had shitty seats at the back of the theater. That's obviously going to be better than what your seats were.
He only had one black towel that he handed out, eh? That was weird.
Was that the first show?
That was the first show. He threw out a black towel.
Yeah, he got very sweaty.
Yeah, but like, what?
Maybe
just get a couple from the dollar store. Be like, come on. Like, I don't know. That's like bare minimum, guy, you know?
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Even the Backstreet Experience that we went to go see had the dollar store
hats
they threw into the crowd.
Yeah,
so, you know, these are good suggestions to bring up.
Not that Nick is even listening or cares.
No, he definitely will not be listening.
But anyways,
yeah. So, basically, gold was the best package to get.
Fair.
So it was sold out. So we're not getting silver and not.
Like, I know.
I don't even care that I was for the picture. I just wanted a Nick hug, and I knew I would not get a hug in the silver.
Because when we went to go buy gold, it was already sold out.
Like, and I would also like to point out that this was the only show where it was sold out.
Wow.
So like the Canadian fans.
Show up for you, Nick Carter.
Show up for you. So you should be doing a Canadian tour like you normally do, which is 3 to 5 shows in Ontario. And then sometimes
come to Toronto.
And I know we have people.
Go to none
Vancouver.
Of it, for God's sakes. Try it out. I'd go to none of it just to try it once.
Would you?
Maybe.
It's very expensive to get there. I had a friend. That was so funny. I was actually just talking about this today.
Oh, are you? Okay.
That one of my listener friends, Richard, after he got a divorce, he ended up moving to Nunavut for 2 years. And it's crazy expensive to get there. And then certain times of the year, like, you can't get to like where he was. You have to wait for the water to freeze so then you can like drive over it, or otherwise you have to like take like
and the groceries are really high.
And the groceries are crazy expensive. Like a block of cheese, like the cheddar cheese, was $26. Because it's so expensive to get food up there.
Yikers.
And things like, yeah. So he did it for 2 years, and that was like how long his contract was. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he would, like, sometimes he would show things and we're like, holy crap, that's Yikers. Crazy. And then you have like the really long days and the really long nights, like depending on the sun and all that stuff. So
those people need a little Nick Carter injection.
That is true. And you know what? I'm pretty sure he's never been up there. So that would be fun
to put it on the list of things, places to go for him.
There you go.
This year, the Backstreet Boys went to a lot of places they normally didn't. So like Iceland, they went to Egypt, they went to like a bunch of cool places.
That was cool.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of the fans went as well because they're like, oh, what the heck? Let's go try out this place. Why not? So, anyways, that is not where we are. So so we decided that we were going to go and just because the VIP check-in started at 4. So we were just going to go and go down the line and see if we could see any of our spot, any of our friends. So that was kind of our basic thing. So, yeah. So this is friend Danielle. She's from Mississauga as well. So here is Amanda, and we have not seen her in
basically
ages.
We saw all of the same people we saw the day before, and they were all basically in the line.
Yes, so they're in the line. So there's Alex, there's Nikki, there's Jody. My mind is drawing a blank here, but yes, so there was that. So Amanda, we went to Atlanta with her. She's also from like Toronto area. There's Diane.
I know her.
Yes. So she got the meet and greet. This is Olga and her husband Omar, I believe.
Yes.
So
it was funny because when we were going into the quality and she was walking right beside the car, and I turned my head and I was like, oh, there's Olga.
She obviously was when you were there with her.
Yes. And like, you want to say hi? And you're like, no.
We saw her again, and I was like, okay, let's go say hi.
Yeah. So Olga, we used to go to concerts with like ages ago. Like,
her, Nikki, Jen.
Yes, Jen. Jen wasn't there.
No.
Interesting. But yeah, so Olga is very talented. Cookie. She's very crafty.
Oh, she's the one who made the Backstreet Boy cookies.
So she actually made, remember those pillows that I had?
Yes.
It was like, I do.
I still have mine.
I still have mine too. So she used to make like pillows and things like that. And then she expanded and then she started doing cookie business and like amazing works of art. I think it's called Cookies by O.
Mm.
But like they look so good. She also makes like 3D cookies, like people's names with standing up.
Yeah.
She's made like the snow globe shaky ones. Like she's super creative and talented. So very cool. So they were having like, I think actually it was her birthday weekend as well. So I think they were just away from their boys for the weekend and enjoying Niagara Falls. So here's G, Tara, and Mel again, and us.
The best is when I pointed to Leslie and you thought I pointed to those girls when no.
So they were at the end of the line. So she's like, look, there's your friends. And I'm thinking that's a weird thing to say considering you spent all afternoon with them as well. So I waved to them. And then I did not realize that Leslie was there.
And I thought that's who you waved to. I was like, okay,
you definitely did not. So there's Leslie again. She's wearing this fun sparkly outfit. So we went and talked to her for a bit. So she was near the end of the line. And then, our buddy Stephanie. Stephanie. So we've done a lot of things. She was on the cruises and stuff like that. So she used to hang out with Amanda a lot. So like it was just nice to see her. She's a hairdresser. That's why her hair looks so gorge. So yeah. So she was fun. Her friend Harpreet wasn't there. She had moved to Edmonton, but she had like a cutout with Harpreet's face on it. It was very cute. So I didn't see the pictures, but I think she may have held it up in the picture. I'm not really sure. But yeah, so there's Steph. And then this is Chloe. So she's there as well. She's actually kind of helping out with the tour now too.
Wow.
So yeah, so it's there. And then there's Justin, who's the photographer, and obviously Chloe. So they were checking people in. And then, yeah, so then they were also doing, this was a very last minute thing that Nick announced like literally the day before, like on the 9th, that they were collecting toys for Toy Mountain. So if anyone is in the Hamilton area and would like to donate, we're going to be at Lime Ridge Mall on November 30th, but we also collect the toys. So it goes to the Salvation Army. So Toy Mountain is actually, so we have one in Hamilton, but CTV has one in Toronto, and it's kind of like across the country. So it's a big like toy donation supporting kids. So good event. So they did have quite a few toys in there. So I was very impressed. I'm not sure
that's great.
So that's good. So this is the lobby of our hotel, the second, hotel, which was super nice. And they were decorating and getting it all up. There's Lydia on her phone, apparently.
That's what I talked about in the first episode, part one.
So was this from day one then, or?
Yes.
Listen, I had some very important junk mail I had to attend to. Oh, this was my day.
So here's Lydia's pictures. So Lydia, you explain. Did during the day.
So mom and I went over the border. Took forever to get, it was at least an hour
of did you cross on the Rainbow Bridge?
Rainbow Bridge, yeah, that was dumb.
Really? Because usually it's short there.
Knew it was net. It was very so, long.
For those who don't know, the Rainbow Bridge is literally in downtown Niagara Falls.
Yeah, we walked by there going to the chocolate store. And the
Hershey's.
It's like a walkable bridge too, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can cross the border on foot.
Yes, you can. I've done that before. Costs 50 cents, but I think it's a dollar now. Ooh. To cross over on foot. So it's like maybe a 10-minute walk over. But yeah, it's a short thing. When Sophia and I went to Seneca Casino, we crossed over here because it's like literally on the other side. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, if you guys get Nexus,
no,
there's a secret bridge.
What?
And it has no line, and what? It's down, and it's for Nexus users only.
Really?
Yes. So you, know you would not have had to wait. So
I will say this. I am an ex-federal agent, so the government already does have my retinal scans and my fingerprints. So, I mean, I probably should just do Nexus.
Honestly, it's $50, I think, for 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, like, quick. You can, like, jump through so many lines. Mm, but everybody in your car has to have Nexus.
See, this is the thing. My husband will never consent to that because he's like, I don't want the government having my retinal.
The government
But you got it, right, Jen?
I have it, yeah.
No, I went to get it right before. And I asked all of my friends to get their Nexus cards and nobody filled out the thing. So I have wasted $50 already.
Ooh.
And then the pandemic hit and the borders closed. So yeah. I was like, well, I guess there's no point.
Did you go for your interview?
No, I didn't even schedule the interview because I was waiting for everybody else to fill out their forms.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, so it will suck. And I'm not going to the States. But anyways, when we went for my, we were in Niagara Falls for some reason. And we drove past this other bridge and I was like, what the hell? And it was like more kind of like away from the downtown core. And I was like, what the hell is this? So then I asked my boss and he's like, shut up. And I'm like, cause it said Nexus only. And I was like, and then they're like, yeah, that's a secret Nexus bridge for just Nexus users. So you don't have to like, it takes like 10 seconds to get over the border.
That's fantastic. Nothing.
So secret. There you go.
Shut up. It's not a secret. Cause Jenny told everyone on the podcast. You're welcome guys.
Yes. So, anyways, continue on.
I did not have access to the secret Nexus Bridge that I just learned about now.
Yes.
So we were in line for a very long time. But then once we got over the border, we went to Buff City to get your free soap. Chinzia got her free soap, wink. And then it was also like, you get a free soap if you buy something for $5. But then also you had enough points to get another free soap. And then also you had enough points to get 16 cents off of it. And they're like, would you like to do? I'm like, do all of the things. Yes. So
basically last year in December, we went with Josh and they had some sort of special that if you spent, I believe, $50, you get a free bar of soap a month for a year if you spend $5. So we're like, okay. But because we live in Canada, we're not really, we have not gotten our free soaps, the amount, the free soaps we should be getting. So I've missed out, but I've definitely got enough soaps to counter out that $50.
Yes.
And that original $50 also was items. It wasn't like I just gave $50.
So. Okay, good. I thought you just gave $50.
I did not.
That's
it was
good
just
to know.
Like, okay. So we like, because Josh was buying some stuff for us, so we could have like shifted it. So we both got the thing. So.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, so. Yes. Anyways, free soap. So we got it's one of those like artisan soap places, and they like cut the bars
cut the soap.
And stuff. And there's all these fun colors and flavors. Scents.
One of my favorite bathrooms ever. Super clean, and also
yes, you use the bathroom there.
Yeah. Oh, I made a point to use the bathroom. I'm like, Mom, you need to use the bathroom. And she's like, no, I don't. I don't want to wobble all the way back there. I'm like, Mom, this is the best bathroom.
It was very large and clean, and it also has a whole bunch of samples of different soaps.
All of their soaps.
Because they also sell hand pump soap as well. So you can like test it out in the bathroom. It's very lovely. It's a beautiful bathroom.
I love it. Anyways, yes. Wasn't able to poop, which I was a little disappointed. I was like, whatever. You know, anyways, I was saving it.
Okay,
saving it for this bathroom. Didn't happen. Anyways,
how did you know that this bathroom was going to be good?
You took me to Buff City.
Oh, I did
once.
Take you there before. Yeah.
How would I know about the bathroom?
That is correct. Yes.
Anyways, so yeah, because I didn't want to poop at Quality Inn. They don't deserve my poop.
I feel like they do deserve it.
Well, no,
anyways,
long story short, I had performance
anxiety.
Okay, thank
you for sharing.
Anyways, let's keep going. So then what happened was,
Trader Joe's.
No, we had to go to Joanne's Fabrics because mom was specific about getting snowflake buttons. She even left me like a voicemail. She I think she called me like at like 3 a.m. She's like, I need snowflake buttons. Remind me of snowflake buttons. I'm like, what the hell is this voicemail? So then I put like snowflake
when?
Buttons.
When you were sleeping?
No, like before we left.
Like when we were at the concert?
No, like before. Like before we went to the concert. Mom had left me this like really cryptic, bizarre voicemail, and I'm like, okay, I guess this is important enough for so I wrote down snowflake buttons. I'm like, we're getting your stupid snowflake buttons because you left me a voicemail and I had to put an appointment on my calendar so that we didn't forget. And then she was just like, oh, I don't know, this one has a blue tinge. And I was like, woman, just get the buttons. Anyway, so, and then she's of course hobbling everywhere. And there's no one at Joanne's Fabrics. It's a fucking ghost town. Like, there's no employees. It's full of people. But I'm just like, and then of course, didn't you know the buttons were at the very far back and to the right in like fucking like no zone, like where like nobody goes?
Yeah,
of course. Anyway, so we got her buttons, and I'm like, oh, and she's hobbling back to the car. I felt terrible. I'm like, I feel like we should have gotten her a cane or something. I was like, oh god. So then I'm like, okay, I need to go to Trader Joe's. And she's like, I'll just stay in the car because I hate Trader Joe's. I'm like, okay.
She's never been in Trader Joe's.
Mom hates things that are trendy. She hates Starbucks. She hates Trader Joe's. She hates things that, you know, are like of, you have to expand your mind.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I feel like Trader Joe's is a culinary experience. You know, you can't go to Walmart to get Manuka honey. Mm-hmm. Only Trader Joe's has stuff like that, right? You know, you can't go to Tim Hortons to get a caramel macchiato. Only Starbucks got that. But she's just like, I like the simple life. And that's, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to bother you. You stay in the car, madam. I will, because like Trader Joe's is a, if you're into food, it is a culinary experience. They sold cinnamon brooms. I was like, oh, this is insane. You know?
Cinnamon brooms?
Cinnamon brooms. Have
oh,
you heard
from
of
decor?
Yeah. I've okay. never seen this before. I'm just like, I'm smelling this broom. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this fucking broom.
Did you buy the broom?
I did not. It was like $16. I'm like, I think I'm going to leave the broom behind. Anyways.
They have lots of spices. They have lots of like random Trader Joe's items.
Yes. It's a really cool place. Like artists and stuff. You're like, oh, you know.
And some things are relatively inexpensive. Some things are expensive. It's kind of like a weird mix.
It's a weird mix. They had like gochujang, which is like very popular on TikTok, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get gochujang. You know, it's just they got random stuff. I love it.
Everything
I love it.
But the bagel seasoning.
Yes, everything but the bagel seasoning. Yeah, like wild stuff. So I'm like, I always go there. I don't always.
That's when we went. We went on our way to the Pop 2000 tour in Cleveland.
Yeah.
We stopped at Trader Joe's and Buff City. And
maybe you're right. Yeah.
And Panera Bread.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right. Anyways, so like I felt like I was in there for what felt like forever. I felt like I'm like. As time, like, it was, like, 3 o'clock. I'm like, where did the time go? Because it was packed with people because I forgot that American Thanksgiving is coming up soon. So, I'm like, people were grabbing boxes of stuffing. I'm like, what is going on here? But, yeah. Anyways, so we went there. And so, I'm like, I got to pee. I'm like, come into Trader Joe's. She's like, no, I don't want to go to Trader Joe's. And I was like, just come in. And she's like, no. So, anyway, so, I don't know.
And then this is when Chinzia called her.
Okay.
And was like...
She's like, oh,
how come you're not at Olive Garden yet?
Oh, we have to drive for half an hour to get to the Olive Garden. I'm like, no, you don't. I literally talked to you guys before you left and said there's one around the corner. No, the GPS doesn't have anything. And I was like,
I will say her internet was really stupid. And okay. I didn't sign up to my internet because I didn't
want to. Anyway, so I was like, there's literally one that is a 4-minute drive. No, there's not. So when I Googled it, gave her the address. Was literally around the corner.
It was amazing. Yeah.
So yes, and they got. So now we've made it to the Olive Garden.
No, we haven't. We went to the Olive Garden, and they're like, it's gonna be an hour, and we're like, okay, fine. I'm like, put down our name. I'm like, just go to the Walmart. It's right. There's a Walmart like just like around the corner. I'm like, my mom, we can waste an hour in Walmart. No big deal. We have to get something for Chinzia and Josh. So, anyways, we go to Walmart. Not 20 minutes later, your table's ready. We're like, oh shit. So then, like, we had to like freaking like hoof it, and mom's like, you know. her leg, and it's like, oh my god. And she's like, they're gonna give away my table. I'm like, they're not gonna give away my table, it's fine. So then we get there and they gave away our table, but they ended up, we ended up sneaking in somewhere else, which we ended up taking someone else's reservation, which was fine. So anyways, we got there. Best food ever.
Oh, look at Lydia's dimple.
Look at how happy.
Look how happy you are.
Got your tour. Oh,
you're so happy.
We got calamari. The calamari is so good there. And usually when you get calamari at restaurants, it's like eating in the last stand. This is like, it was perfect.
Beautiful.
And I got like two bowls of the Super Toscana. Our server was a little dumb, but whatever. I got my iced tea, which is great. And then we both got tours of Italy, which is great. So we took it home. And then because mom's like, I don't want to drive.
Oh, the breadsticks.
And they were very chintzy on the breadsticks. I had to keep asking. And then the lady's like, just like a little bit spacey. And I was like, and mom's like, what do you think? We took your 20%? I'm like, 20%. I barely tipped 10%. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm poor and I don't go to restaurants. So I'm like, you know what? I will leave this entirely up to you.
It used to be about 15%. Now I feel like it's like 18%.
I don't know.
There's got to be a stop at one point. At some point, the way it's going, it's going to be like 100%.
You know, it's like, come on, lady. Anyways, but, and the mom's like, we got to drive back because I don't want to drive in the dark. I'm like, you are not driving. And she's like, no, I just hate being in the dark. And by the time we left, of course, it was dark.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But anyways, so then we, we drove back and we got hassled at the border as usual because, you know, the Canadians don't like letting the Canadians back in.
And it's so weird. Like Americans are like, yes, we would love to have you. And then Canada's like, no, we do not want you back.
Like, get the hell back in.
What were they hassling you about?
They're like, where are you from? You know, hey, we're from Canada. Okay. Do you have anything to declare? And then mom's like, and you know, mom, sometimes she's got a little bit of mouth diarrhea. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know, like usually whoever is driving the car is in charge. And she's like, I spent $40 in groceries. I'm just like, and then he's like, did you spend anything? I'm like, I spent $100 in groceries. Well, what did you get? I'm like, because I'm like, I don't know. Like, I went to Trader Joe's. I got a bunch of stuff. I went on a culinary adventure. This man's not going to understand this. So I just said pop. And he's like, so you went to America for pop? And I was like, no, we went to America for Olive Garden. He's like, well, then why'd you come back? I'm like, and then mom's like, we have a Nick Carter concert. And he's like, get the hell out of here. And I'm like, thank you. And I'm just like, oh my, like, just Nick Carter. He's like, ugh. And I was like, okay.
It's always fun to tell the border guards when you're going to see an artist.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, it's just like, oh my God, you're giving me the business over pop. Get out of here.
And yeah, what's this sass all about?
Sass, for sure.
So. But we parked in the beautiful parking spot. We had to, it was like roped off. And then I'm like, I pulled up to the guy. I'm like, we're at the Holiday Inn. He's like, oh, please. Go up to the guy.
Yes.
And I was like, yes. I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. Thank you. There's no caution tape, no dead bodies. I got to step over. I'm like, I'm finally, there's some service here, which was great.
Full service.
So anyways, so we pulled in.
Were tired.
Okay. Can I introduce?
Tag in, Sophia.
All right. So after the VIPs went into the venue because Nick was already inside.
If Nick was there or not, like maybe we would see him come by. Or like maybe they're waiting for them all to come in and then Nick will come by. Not the case. He already was in.
I was like, he will not be, but I will stand here just so you can
just
see
in case. And then Nikki went live and he was in there. We're like, oh, he's in there. Okay.
Yes. So then we were a little bit tired. So then we went back to the hotel. Shinzi, I made some more bracelets, and I was like in and out of sleep for a little bit.
I had to color code.
She claims that she was not sleeping; she was snoring away. So I'm like, "You are sleeping."
I don't think I was snoring, but
you definitely were. Yes.
And then Shinzi's like, "Sophia fake sleeps," and I'm just like, "That sounds like real sleeping." And she's like, "Oh, you don't know what Sophia's like." I'm like, "Okay, Sophia's this like mystery person."
Apparently, I'm crazy.
I had to color coordinate some of the. I felt very loved, by the way. Yes. I'm just like, Chinzia values my opinion. I'm color coordinating these beads.
Because I bought the letter beads, but I didn't buy like the filler beads. But we had some in the basement of my house. And I'm like, I don't even know what colors to put. So Lydia like made these fancy colored bracelets.
Then Lydia did an alarm. So then I could wake up at 8 o'clock.
Oh yes, and mom's
Sophie,
like,
because if there was no like, alarm, Sophie, I would have probably slept through the whole time.
Sophie, I'm like, who the hell's Sophie? I'm like, what is this?
Sophie, wake up!
Sophie, like, wake up!
Sophie,
or like Sophia, or you know, Soph. But Sophie, that was a new one.
I was like, okay.
Some family members call me Sophie.
Okay. So anyway, Sophia finally got up, but then I was just like, I felt like garbage and I felt like I needed to take a shower, and they were both still kind of groggy. So I took a shower and I felt much better. And then we're like, okay, we should probably go to the concert. And then we were still dilly-dallying. And then we finally went to the concert right before it started. And we walked, we got some, there's free water at the casino. So we did that.
Yeah, they showed us the little spot.
Then we ran into some friends in the lobby. And then, yeah, then we were at the concert. So I think these are Lydia's pictures.
This was the first day.
This was first day, because I sat with Sophia the first day and I sat with Diane the second day.
So there's them taking some pictures.
This was breakfast.
Where did you get Burger King hats?
That was the first night.
The first night we went to eat after the concert and we were like, hey, can we have some of these? Can we have two crowns?
And they're like, yeah, fantastic.
So all you have to do is ask.
Don't eat the onions, they're garbage.
Oh my God. They said the onions were garbage and then they got me for the second night. They're like, it's like someone chewed up onions, spit it out, and made it in a ring shape.
Nasty.
It was not good, but I was like, I'm just gonna eat this so you don't waste food. I don't know why.
You're gonna go.
These are all videos.
Okay. What happened?
What did they do? Refresh. Okay.
Okay. So let's scroll down.
Oh yeah, and then Nick Carter saw my IG story that I posted. Oh.
Yes, I believe that is...
Right there.
Sure.
Yes, Nick Carter.
Nick saw Sophia's story. Very nice.
Yes.
And it's the real Nick and not like the 10 million... Have you been getting a lot of fake ones recently?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Oh my God, it's like an insane amount of fake ones. Like, get lied.
And then you report them, you block them, you restrict them, and they still come up with more.
And then Facebook's like, this didn't technically violate our terms of service. And you're like, you get wrecked.
Right? Like, what violates your terms of service?
I don't know. All right. So these are the, I think, eight additional bracelets, because then I started running out of the letter B. So this particular one was the one that Nikki ended up getting. As you can see here, it looks like a B.
To be fair, I didn't even realize that you spelled the P. I put a P.
You
shared the picture on Twitter. I was like, oh, okay.
So it was a letter, it was the P, but I figured I will use the Sharpie and make it a B. And then I was going to go back and redo the Sharpie, but I forgot. And then it rubbed off on Nikki, and then Nikki was like, why is it boy band preek?
No, she wrote preek, and then put preak. The picture, and I was like, oh my God, I'm dying. Because you know how you get tired, you're like laughing about everything?
So at least somebody
like, oh my God, I'm dying. This is hilarious.
Because they are actually like engraved letters with the ink on top of it. So that's why.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then I was like, we have to improvise, you know?
Okay, so there is Sarah and Brent. I actually met her on the very first Howie dinner cruise in Toronto. So I met her.
2005.
And then the next year, we ended up doing it again, but it wasn't a dinner cruise. It was at a building. And then the two of us bid on lunch with Howie. So we did that. And then another two people also bid. So they let all of us pay that price and go. So the charity got double the money. But anyway, so that's how I know her. And the last time I think we ran into them was like BSB in Vegas.
So we were having lunch.
We were having lunch at like 800 Degree Pizza or something. So it was one of those like pizza oven places. And they were either right in front of us or right behind us.
Right in front of us, I believe.
We didn't even know that they were going to be in Vegas. And we're like, what are the friggin' odds that like, just both
and that's up the thing. Time that, like, everyone saw each other basically out of Toronto. Like, we never saw anyone in Toronto. It was always out of the country.
We'll just see them all in various other locales. So then we gave them bracelets.
And then... you gave her Sarah a bracelet, and then I was like, Brent, you can have one of my bracelets. So then you can be together like that.
Mm-hmm.
Matchy-matchy.
Matchy-matchy. It was very cute. So there they are with Nikki as well. So there's me and Sophia in our seats. And then there's Kyla and Megan, ironically also beside Jody. And then they were there like right above from us. And she's like, hey. I was like, hey. So also from the Toronto area.
I think I gave her a bracelet.
I believe you did, yes.
Yeah.
So we did that. So that was good.
Yes, and then I didn't know that you did, and I was going to give her another bracelet.
And I was like, Sophia, stop giving out the bracelets.
And I was like, oh, sorry, I didn't realize.
That's this okay. Picture, I was trying to find my friends again, but I don't know where they were.
Where's Waldo?
Yes, but then this was also a picture. I think they were somewhere around here. But then there's that guy who was going around taking pictures, and he was wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for the second night in a row, he was going around, like, taking pictures with people. Yeah, so then here's some more.
I did wear my sunglasses at night. Or
so, yes, so during this song, I believe this was the song you got the thing. So Lydia put on her sunglasses, and then, like, Nick was, like, looking
a lot of good eye contact. I got good eye contact.
Shinzy and I got a point and some eye contact.
We got some eye contact throughout, but then not like a ton. But at the end, we got a good point, and it was like because I was pointing and he pointed back and was like, "Yeah,
yes, acknowledging." Same. He did the same.
Yeah. So here,
because we're both in the same vicinity,
we were beside each other. Yes. So that is how. This I was trying to get a picture of the four of them, and he kept moving. So now this is Nick's hand, and then there's his other people. Mm.
And I got a really good video of them doing that because they really enjoyed doing that with the guitars, moving it back.
They did their little dance.
So feel free to look at the videos.
Did you post it on Boy Break or is it on Sofdy?
It's on Sophia Drosso's Facebook page.
So there you go. Maybe we should share this album to our Boy Band Break page. So we will do that after. So check out the Boy Band Break page and we'll have the album there.
Yes.
So it's guitar.
Oh, there's
what
me.
Am I taking pictures? That's oh, me. This is Lydia.
Looking unimpressed. It looks like this.
So Diane.
I thought you were better. I think
it was really... I will say the second show was better.
I can't remember where I was looking at you at this point.
I don't know. I'm gorgeous. That's why.
Yes, well, obviously, yes.
But yeah, no. Me and Dee scored some good seats, and then the person beside
this
us didn't show up.
This guy was very tall.
Oh, he was a 7 foot tall man. Oh my god! But luckily, he sat for most of the concert. So I was like, "Thank you, Jesus." And he was the one who got very emotional during the Superman song. For some reason, the Superman song moved a bunch of men in the audience.
Oh, I forgot that the day before. So there was this asshole guy. There was a woman.
Ass guy.
Sitting in the row behind us with his daughter or wife, I don't know. She was very excited to be there. She was wearing a Backstreet Boys shirt. He was just like a grumpy, chubby, short man.
Like miserable?
Miserable. And he's like, and he was like catcalling. He's like, you only have one song. Play your one song. You don't even have, these aren't even yours. So he was also.
Yeah, I noticed that like you could hear everyone's like shouting what they're like saying. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Shut the fuck up, dude. But he was just like, you only have one song. So then I'm thinking, so now like he's been heckling for a long time and we're trying to figure out, so Dee and I are like, what the fuck is the one song that he knows from Nick? The one song one would think, oh, he's gonna say I want it that way, or he's gonna say like, you know, something else that what if it's solo? Superman.
What's with the Superman?
The song that has only been out for a few months. This was the one, the only song he has. At one point, I'm like, he has four albums, you fucker. And then I was just like, I was getting slightly agitated, but I also didn't want to get kicked out of the venue. But at one point, he got up to go get more beer, and I was hoping he would stay there, or maybe the beer would make him more chill, but he was still an asshole. Then he came back, then Superman finally started. He did not even realize that was the song.
Amazing.
About halfway through the song, he's like, oh yeah. And then I was like, please leave the fucking venue.
Please
like,
leave the building, sir.
Here's the thing. I have not really dated anyone, so I get it. But I feel like if you go to a concert with somebody and your significant other loves this band, you're going to take this person to the concert because you want to both enjoy it. If you do not enjoy it, as they say on the Golden Bachelor, zip it. Like, shut the fuck up.
Don't ruin it for the other people.
Don't ruin the concert. Yeah. Like, I don't care if you got free tickets or if they were, or you paid for them. Let your significant other enjoy the concert. If you want to sit and not stand, cool. Just sit there and zip it and not be a jerk. Because I was ready. Like, I was very close to jumping over the seats and kicking this man in the balls. I was like, I would like to punch this man in the dick. But I don't want to be too close. But I was just like, shut up.
Yeah.
So anyways, he was just very annoying and it was agitating.
Yeah.
Yes. But then I just sang loudly and danced and sang and I'm like, you know what? Nick is here. I'm going to focus on him. So
yeah, that's smart. That's a good idea.
That is the thing. But anyway, so this guy got emotional during Superman.
He got emotional during Superman. And he's just like, ah, and just, I don't know. It's just,
it's a nice song, but
I mean, it's okay. It's okay, but I'm not like I cried during the Aaron.
Yes. Oh, we should probably.
That was. Oh yeah, guys, we gotta talk about the set list. Holy shit, it's an hour, guys.
Okay, it's fine. I got the set list. Okay. Okay. Listen, people know we talk.
Okay.
Okay, so for those of you who watched our show, our recap of Nashville, there is a slightly different set list. So I'm gonna go through the set list that.
And this is why you go to multiple concerts, because every time it's different.
Yeah, so for Niagara, for both of the shows, it was the same set list.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
But for like even like the first one, Lexington, was slightly different than Nashville, and then whatever.
So. And then the second show in Niagara Falls was on Veeps.
Yeah, sorry, they were also streaming it on Veeps.
So he was definitely putting on the Riz. For the second show.
Although there was some complaints from people who watched it on Veeps. They said the sound quality was not the best.
Oh, it sucks.
And they also, like, I guess the sound levels, like his voice was louder than other things. I haven't watched it. We did find somebody did record it and put it on YouTube. Did you watch it at all, Soph, when I sent it?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
But, and you can't see us. Apparently where we were, like, that's where the logo was. And then, but anyways, whatever. They did see our other friends standing up. So... but they were the other complaint was that he didn't acknowledge the Veeps people.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
So he probably should have said like, hey, and all those people watching from
my Veeps peeps.
Veeps peeps.
Come on.
That's good. I like it.
Thank you.
Anyway, so here's the set list. So I'm just gonna go through it. So it started off show intro / Big Trouble. We were talking about this the other day. Do you remember that song?
Not really, but like at the concert you kind of got the words. So she's like
Lydia's like, Big Trouble,
Big Trouble.
I'm like, you're just literally making up a song. So I don't actually recall this, but might have been instrumental. I don't know, but that was it. So then next was Larger Than Life. Obviously, you got your Backstreet. So here's where we're getting into a lot of the 80s songs. So Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Everybody.
And then Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Then he switched over to his Canadiana song that he sang with Avril Lavigne. So Get Over Me.
Yeah, so that was
Now I got a stage 5 clinger. That's trying to put a ring on my finger. So then he switched back to 80s and then went Don't You Forget About Me. So there's your breakfast
club. Don't you forget about me.
Excellent.
I really like that one because Breakfast Club is such a good movie.
It's an excellent movie. I think he did do the fish thing at the end.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he did. He talked for a bit, and that's where he was talking about like all the 80s stuff and stuff. So then the next song was Dirty Laundry, which I really didn't know this song the first time I heard it, but I feel like I kind of vaguely knew it.
Yeah, but... like this one. This one is the one like you kind of got the words after he sang it a little bit.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's talking about airing dirty laundry, and then they're like, kick him when you're up, when he's up.
Kick him when you're down.
So it's basically...
Kick you all around.
Basically, kind of like paparazzi are going to, like, mock you when you're up, and then when you're down, too, they're going to kick you. Like, it's just like, you know, people, they like to talk about celebrities a lot and all this shit, so it is. That was basically that. That there's basically no winning at this point. Like, they're just going to be, like... No matter what you do, people are going to tear you apart, essentially. So.
Yes.
So this is what he means.
Like, he can't say what he wants to say, but he's saying it in song.
Yeah, secret meanings. Yeah.
Yes. So then the next song was a song that came out during the pandemic, and it's 80s movie. Like an 80s movie.
Yeah.
So I like it. Whatever.
Yeah.
The next song was Hall & Oates, Private Eyes. Private Eyes. I'm watching your best.
That just
reminds me of Veronica Mars. Because at one point,
yes, that's what Diane was saying. Jessica always says Veronica Mars. No one's watched Veronica Mars. I'm like,
yes,
okay.
Basically. And every time I say this to her, she's like, "You said this to me last time." Yeah. I was like, "Yes." That's so, anyways, she's like, So then next he did "I Got You," which is a great song, and then he meshed it with or without you.
Not a good vibe.
With or without you.
He did not need to do that. It was
fine. With or without
you. Did he go back to I got you at the end? Okay. So yeah, it's mostly did most of
that,
I got
that's
you.
What he did, the Joey McIntyre.
Yeah. Oh my god, yes. We were like, oh my god, why are you trying to be like Joey McIntyre? No.
Get
you. We love you, Nick. Please.
But I was like, I really like this song, and I feel like this is a good song for us, because we got him, right?
We definitely got him.
We're going to support you no matter what, so that's basically what we're at.
That's why we sold out the two concerts.
Yes. So then next, he talked a little bit, and then he did Shape of My Heart, which is a Backstreet Boys song.
It's all right.
Then he changed his clothes, so let's skip ahead in these pictures. Oh, this is a different area. Anyways, he just scroll through these pictures anyways.
That was the end.
That was the end. Basically, this is the part where he switches over to
the leather pants.
The leather pants with the brown jacket. Wanted Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
I really liked it. I feel like he did a good job with this song.
I liked it too. I remember it because at Raleigh, North Carolina, he sang this one.
Yes, so it was very good. I enjoyed that song. So next, we hop over back to his own music. So he did 19 and 99.
That was a good song.
Which is a great
song. That was good, yeah. It picked us up again.
Three, two, three.
I also like shouting out, her name was Lana.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a good song.
I remember we used to do that previous tour. Yeah,
previous tours, for sure. Yes. So, and then there was the last tour we had. Was that the last tour or the tour before that? We were in Montreal. We made the t-shirts.
Yeah, the last tour.
Yeah, this was the All-American. Is it on All-American?
Yeah.
Because it's called 19 and 99 because he was 19 and 99.
Get it?
So then I was 17 and 99 and you guys were
14.
14 and 99. So what we did is we made shirts that said like 17 and 99 and then had pictures of us from that time. So they had pictures of them with like Backstreet Boys stuff.
We also made one for Nick.
We made one for Nick too that also had a picture of him in that time period. But the fun part is that my picture, I didn't have any pictures of me with Backstreet Boys stuff, so it's literally me holding an NSYNC thing. Here's five members. She's not going to look that closely. But we had made one for Nick as well, and on the back we put our email address, like our Twitter handles, and then he ended up following us after that. It was like a week after.
Yeah.
But we're like, whatever. So
we did it. So that's good.
Yeah. So then next he did You Shook Me All Night Long. Shook me all night. Yeah. So then next was ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man.
That was an interesting one.
Yeah. She really liked that one. He was saying how that's the one song he listened to back in the day.
Like 8 or 9 years old. And he saw these guys with beards. So he was talking all about that.
He loved it.
Yeah, so that, you know, made him who he is type thing. He's like, these guys are on stage. I could be on stage. I was like, okay. And then he did I Just Want You to Know. So each night I yelled out, Sphincter!
I also yelled out Sphincter.
Yes. So then he changed his outfit, and that's where he's wearing like the black pants with the white shirts. Anyway, so then he comes out, and now he's slowing it down. So he did I Need You Tonight.
This is when Lydia's like, yes, romance me.
But he was just like, I'm going to do this next song, because if I don't do this next song, you guys are going to yell at me on social media. I'm just like, oh, for God's sake, shut up. Just shut up and sing, you bastard. Like, you know what I mean? And just like,
was this the one that he said was the number one song of his solo?
Maybe.
Because one of them he said that he...
No, this is on a Backstreet Boy.
This
is on Millennium.
I always forget about this song, by the way. So I always think that this is a Nick solo song, but it's not. It's a Backstreet song, but he just sings the entire song.
Correct, Amanda. Yes.
And then I have made up a fake history in my head in which he plays piano. And I was like, oh, Nick plays piano for this song. And every time Diane's like, Nick does not play piano. He only plays guitar and drums. Yes. And I'm like, how do we know that he doesn't play piano? She's like, he doesn't play piano. I'm like, is there piano playing in this song? She's like,
Kevin played the piano. Maybe we're getting mixed up with Kevin.
Yes. So Nick sings on this song and Kevin plays the piano. So
maybe.
I feel like if we gave him a piano, he would know how to play.
Maybe.
I'm going to, you know, maybe. What? Next time I'm going to ask
All right,
him,
give him like a little Casio. You're like, hey, anyways, okay.
Anyways,
my gripe is that he's like, I'm going to sing it. And I was like.
I think he was like being funny. Like he wasn't being serious about it. He's just being like, ha 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 ha. You guys are going to yell at me.
I will say this song turned the concert around for me on day two because he was definitely putting on the Riz.
For the Veeps.
So, for the Veeps people. Okay, so let me explain to you for the male listeners, which I don't think we have any.
Hello, yes, we do. Welcome. We have a couple.
We have a couple? Okay, good. Okay. There is... How do I say this nicely?
Like, he went...
A primal instinct. There's a primal instinct. Wait. Sophia, let me explain. There's a primal instinct in which it's nice to see a man submit to you. So he went on down on his knees during this, and I was like, I was like gonna flip a table. I was like, oh my god, because he also does this thing. Wait, go on TikTok, guys. Go on TikTok. Listen to men whimmering. You will die. You're like, oh, very amazing. Whimmering. Whimmering. He's just like,
how do you spell whimmering?
Whimmering. Whimmering.
Whimpering.
Whimmering. Whimmering. I don't think that's a word. It's a word. Trust me. Anyways, this. This is the tingle, vingle, approval, A+.
He hasn't done that in a long time.
Turned it around in this concert and it was amazing. So I loved it. It was great. So, I was like, and Diane's like, are you okay? I'm like, this is amazing. So yes, he got down on his knees and he was doing the part. And I was like, yes, yes. And that was
A+.
A+.
So the first night, right before he was about to sing this song, the girls behind us were like, try to keep a straight face, Nick.
Yeah.
And weird. Then he laughed. And then I feel like that probably threw him off.
Yeah, I think so.
So there you go. So that's
But the second night he did.
Second night.
No heckling.
Maybe that's when I took the picture of you. Because you were probably like, oh, I'm like, what the fuck is happening with Lydia right now? So yeah.
Anyway. It was great. That part was great. It was worth every penny in that song entirely.
I was like, yes, Nicholas. So down on the knees.
Yes. Down on your knees.
It was beautiful. Baby.
So this is where it kind of changes for the set list from the previous leg. So in the previous leg, after this, he did Superman, and then he said, so then he had Right Here Waiting. So that's by Richard Marx. So he did not play that.
Richard Marx on IG Story saw him perform the song and was like, great job, Nick.
Where's my royalty check?
Probably, for sure. So we did not get that song. We also did not get Love Song, which I don't recall that song. We did not get Falling Down, which is the Leslie song. Or I guess he had made it before, but then he dedicated it to Leslie after she passed.
Mm-hmm.
He also did not play Cry Little Sister.
I don't know that one.
And then we have Blow Your Mind, he did play, but it...
Blow your mind.
Just what I needed.
I like that one, Blow Your Mind. I was like, yeah, I haven't heard this one in a while.
And then he also did not do Incomplete. So those.
And Incomplete is the one usually where he goes on his knees.
Yes.
So
there you go.
We got some action.
Those songs were not on this list. So now we get back to this. So we did I Need You Tonight. Then he did Do I Have to Cry for You?
Do I Have to Cry for You?
That's the one. I thought that was the one that was most streamed.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it was. Mm. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
He's like, gotta sing this one because you stream it a lot in this country.
This song, Do I Have to Cry for You, was not on the first leg. So we did not have that.
Okay.
So then he changed that. So then Faithfully was, we did that. Faithfully was not on the first leg either. So they did not do that. After that was Hurts to Love You. And let me tell you guys, I cannot listen to this song without crying. So he doesn't specifically say this is my song for Aaron, blah blah blah. He does not say that, but this is the song that he wrote after Aaron
passed
away. And it's just been a year.
Exactly a year,
That he has passed away.
And so, this is the song that he saw on my IG story.
Oh, okay.
Because I put Prayers and Love, Nick Carter.
Oh, that's nice.
For sure.
So, I hated the song when it came out, but I liked it in concert. It was good.
So when it first came out, I was like, this is sad and whatever in the video. When I saw him perform it for the first time in LA at Aaron's memorial, I was like third row for that, and that was really fucking hard, and everybody was crying, including Nick, because as soon as he finished, he's like, thanks, and then like ran off the stage. So it was really hard for him. I didn't remember that he was doing it. So when we were in Nashville, I was in the front row for this one, and he was like singing to us, and the song started. I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh my God, it's the song. And I'm trying to hold it together and not cry, and because he's like looking at me and I don't want him to cry. And so then he like, then I started, he had turned away and I started crying. So this time I also cried for both of them. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll be okay. I was like, nope. And the shitty part is that a lot of people didn't know this song too.
Yeah.
So like, or maybe they were just being respectful and not singing along. I don't know, but I feel like a lot of people didn't know this song.
I feel like the fans who are fans know the song and we're singing the song.
Yeah, this is true.
Yes. So anyway, so that was there. What did I just do? Okay. Anyway, so Hurts to Love You. And then he did some more talk, and then he did Superman. So that's, you know, the song that all the men love. Yeah. We already talked about it. Yeah. Then Blow Your Mind.
That was good.
Then he added for us, he added Help Me, which was his first
Okay, single. But on the second night, it almost made it seem like he wasn't going to sing Help Me. And then he changed his mind.
And then Zoo was like, play the song. And he's like, okay, I'm going to play the song. Like, better play the song, bitch. Like,
yes.
So yeah, the first leg did not get Help Me. So then he did As Long As You Love Me, Quit Playing Games. And then his latest single, which is Made For Us.
Which is such a good song. I love it.
I love it. And the music video is super cheesy. And we showed Kenny.
He liked it.
So we came back, we showed Kenny Superman. Because
we're like, Kenny, are you going to cry?
Because apparently men really, he's like, yeah, okay, it's nice. But I feel like him and mom were both like focused on the video instead of the song.
Yes.
Because like Nick is very, Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music.
With like an empty
gas can.
Yes, that was very entertaining.
He's like, he's not going to fix anything like that.
They're like, mom's like, he's ruining the house more than it was before, which is true. He's like electrocuting himself and stuff. And then at the so she didn't like it. Anyway, so they didn't get that. But then we showed Made For Us. And then Kenny's like, oh, these video games. I love it. It's cute. Fantastic. Yeah. It's cute.
Yes. Bringing us back to the old days.
Yes. So there's two versions.
Simple.
Yes, so there's two versions of the video. The first one has like clips of him and fans and stuff. We did not get in on it, whatever. But it's still nice. And the second one is just him in video games, and he's like, at one point he's running like an idiot, and it's just cute. Like, it's cute. And
I
he's
love driving it. A car. This is cheesy Nick at his finest.
And you could tell that he had great joy making this video.
Yes, so, I loved it.
We're at an hour.
We're almost done. So then the last two songs was I Want It That Way and Backstreet's Back. So there you go.
Yes, hyped us up to end it with Backstreet's Back.
Backstreet's Back. So there's Matt, there's Kyla and Megan, and us.
And then us.
And then there's all the girls again.
Oh my God, this one was like, you were like, press the button.
I took the button, but then whatever. And Nikki's like, my knees. There's Christina and her husband. Then these are the girls. So then I walked Diane back to her hotel. And then you guys went to go eat because we hadn't really eaten anything since like the afternoon. So as I'm walking back, I run into these girls like, hey, remember us? So they were at the Backstreet Experience in Oakville that we had gone to on my birthday weekend. So we're chatting with them. So they're super nice. There was four of them. Actually, this blonde girl and the other friend who is not in the picture I think they were actually staying at the hotel. So they were in the elevator earlier in the day on the way down to the spa, which I guess is open now because it was closed.
I didn't realize these were the girls.
Yeah. So basically what ended up happening was that Nick and Mike got in the elevator. So the other friend was like hyperventilating and freaking out. And the blonde one had no idea, it wasn't paying attention. Mm. And she's like, Nick is in the elevator with us. So then then they asked like, hey, can we get a picture? And then Mike said no. So, I guess this was probably around the time sound check was happening. So they were just kind of like hanging out and waiting to see if maybe Nick would still be there. So then I said to them,
it was interesting that Lydia and I had time to eat. Then you came back to eat as well. Yeah. So like,
and then
we were able to eat a meal before then going up to see him.
Yes. Cause I had come back and I was like, shit, I need to get back. And then I ran into them and I was talking like, Lydia and Sophia are probably going to be like, did Chinzia die? Did she leave? Fuck her, whatever. So anyways, I'm like, they're like, where are the other girls? I'm like, they are in the food court. I need to go get them because, like, I feel like, whatever.
And then we're like, your food's going to get cold.
So, yeah, so basically I was just like, because I was feeling, like, the guilt. I was like, I could feel the Lydia guilt, like, anger, like, where the hell are you? Like,
there was no guilt, but okay.
We were
still eating.
We got, like, Tim Hortons. We were still good.
The funny part is that while I was walking Diane back to her thing, I saw there was, like, to the hotel, there was, like, water on the ground. And I was like, did it rain? Like, this is so weird. Like, why did it rain just here and not on the other side of the street? And then I'm like, hello, dumbass, because it was closer to the falls. So it was the mist of the falls that was over on the sidewalk and stuff. So anyways, we get back. I said to them, like, listen, he's going to New Jersey tomorrow. He's not going to stay overnight because it's an 8-hour drive. If he hasn't left, he'd be leaving soon. So maybe. So at that point, they're like, that guy has a, has a VIP thing. And I was, I'm like that. And I was like, oh, that's Justin, the photographer. I don't know the other guy beside them. But yeah, so if Justin's here, then he's still here. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to go eat dinner because it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, so we kind of went back. So anyways, this is one of my old coworkers who just was not there for the Nick Carter thing. She was just there for a girl's weekend. So
small world.
So it was funny. I was like, holy shit. So I took a picture with her and I was like, okay, I really need to go find Lydia and Sophia.
And then we're eating and then you see a man on an escalator and you're like, oh, there's that guy.
So I go, oh, look.
Justin.
So I go, where'd Justin, go? And Justin's now, there's really nothing else to show.
We need to finish.
I'm going to finish, yes, okay. 1 second. But anyway, so I see Justin going up holding like a bunch of.
I thought we all saw him, no?
Lydia was facing. Facing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw him too.
She also doesn't know what Justin looks like. So I was explaining the story to them. And he had a whole bunch of like the heavy, like the hard cases. And I go, oh, there's Justin. I was like, hey, buddy. He's like, hey, we're like, have a good rest of the tour. And he's like, thanks. And like, took off. So we were mostly done eating. We also, there was a whole thing with like a burrito place. And it was just, anyways, that was don't get broccoli soup at a burrito place. It's just
not important.
Okay. Anyway, so then I was just like, okay, well, if Justin has all the equipment stuff, then they're probably leaving soon. Yeah. So do you want to go see if they're in the lobby?
Yes.
And Lydia's like, okay. So we all said, okay. So we got up. Well, no, first it took Lydia a minute to process. And she, oh, we should go upstairs. Yes. And I was like, yes, for sure. So we like went up and then where the hotel is, there's the one thing near the fountain and there's the other way. So we were walking in. I was like, oh, let's just go this way, which is close to the elevators. And I didn't realize the floor was washed and I almost did the splits. It was quite painful. So we walk in and there's a group of girls sitting there with all their Nick stuff. And then there's another group. And then at the very end, there was the one girl that I had run into with one of her other friends. So I was just like, okay, obviously he hasn't left yet. Because
they're all camping out in the lobby waiting for him.
So we're like, oh, what the hell? Let's go talk to the girls. Because like, they wanted to see Sophia and Lydia too. So we went to go talk to them. And as we're chatting, I was like, okay. And then I look and I could see the front. And I could see that the tour bus was there because there was like flashing lights that was higher than a car. So I was like, the tour bus is here, so he must be leaving soon. So as I'm saying this, Mike is coming from the tour bus to the lobby. We're like, hey, Mike. And he's like, hey. So we like chatted with Mike for a bit as he was like walking. We're like, have a good rest of the tour. He's like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, Nick is going to be coming soon because Mike is going to grab Nick. So then they all start panicking, Lydia. And I was just like, oh, what are we going to do? I'm we're going to do nothing.
Me, I was
Lydia was like, I don't know what to do. Whatever. I'm like. So then Sophia and I are like, to the girls, we're like, everybody just have very low expectations. We've never actually done the hotel camp out before.
No, that's why I felt very weird.
It felt awkward and weird because that's not something we normally do.
And then I was like kind of like reacting like how he would react because usually he's on the phone and doesn't pay attention to any of the fans.
So we're like, listen, this is like the show is over. He doesn't have to put on a thing. He's tired. He's going to be going to his thing. Most likely he might not acknowledge at all, or maybe he'll do like a head nod. And Sophia's like, he's gonna be on the phone walking, so she's like mimicking how Nick is gonna be,
because usually he doesn't pay attention to us. He nods maybe and then goes.
Yes. So anyway, so then we're like going, and what is that sound?
That is kind of taking it back.
Okay, so anyway, sorry, long story long. He ends up coming out at that point. He takes some pictures with the girls at the front. He's kind of like,
no, he hugs them.
He hugs the girls over there because Lydia's like, Paige, I got me to record. So go to our YouTube page and check out the video. I don't know what's
coming. And then we see other girls run up to him. And I think that's when Mike was like, okay.
So he was like taking some pictures, but like walking with his luggage and kind of like rolling along. And there he's about halfway through. Then these other girls came.
They ran from the lobby.
They ran from the lobby and like rushed at him. So now Mike is on alert and they're like taking selfies as he's walking. So Mike kind of like,
he kind of like pushes them out of the way a little bit.
So now because they weren't acting chill, he just kind of like walked by. So we have a video of Nick like rubbing his face as he walks by because he's like tired.
Because he's tired. And we're like, good show.
Good show. Have a great rest of the tour. So then he goes. And then we're like, well, what do we do now? We're like, well, we also had to go out that way to get back to our hotel. So we're like, okay. So we kind of just went out and he basically went on the bus like immediately.
Yeah.
And then it was funny because our other friends who were just out there taking a picture with the fountain and didn't realize that Nick was walking by. It was funny. So basically, yeah, that was basically it. Then we like waved the bus away and then went back to our hotel and
slept and went home.
So
yeah. Oh, and we went to IHOP. Yes.
We went to IHOP the next morning. It is
and very that bacon as well.
Lydia got her bacon.
It was a very, very hot table of hockey players.
There was a couple of cute guys there.
That was amazing.
Yes, where did they say they were from?
I don't know. Some farm.
They were
team.
Just whatever. There's some farm team.
Yeah, 3 hours away from Niagara Falls. Somewhere.
Yeah, and they something like Gilda, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, Gilda.
Really matter. Anyways, there was just
okay. I asked a cute guy a question. That was great. A great way to end it.
Yay! And then we came back to Hamilton. Sophia got on the bus, and then there you go. That is the end of the journey, guys.
And who knew that people go on strike?
And the
GO bus had to go.
Yeah, the HSR is on strike, which is the Hamilton Street Railway, but the GO bus is the Government of Ontario. It's a different union, but they were what is that thing called? Striking? What is that, boycotting? When they like protesting?
Okay.
There, so that's why they can't, because the HSR bus is also going.
It does
there.
Not matter for this matter. Episode.
Anyways. So we had to figure it out. We figured it out. Sophia got on the bus. And
yes, but I just thought it was part of the journey. So why not let you know?
Why not?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we're all good. Overall, I enjoyed the concerts. I thought they were
good.
Lydia did not, but...
I enjoyed the concert. It was a great way to spend the weekend. Two thumbs up.
Yes, so you know it would be nice to have a little more of his own music on there, but you know
I
what? Agree.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't need to do all this.
He didn't need to do the 80s stuff.
To be fair, like I said, it's 30 years. Who am I?
It was a musical journey.
Who I am? Yes, it's a musical journey through his life, what he enjoys,
and what inspired him to be him.
Right? Yes, so
exactamundo.
All right. Well, thanks for taking a great break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.